CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In our headlines, members of the Association of Scientific Journalists and Health Communicators will today make a public statement on the ongoing implementation process of the universal health coverage in Cameroon. Out of the country, monkeypox has now been declared a public health emergency in Africa by the Africa Centers for Disease Control. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. The Association of Scientific Journalists and Communicators for the Promotion of Health will today organize a press cafe from 10 a.m. to be marked by a statement on the implementation process of universal health coverage in Cameroon. The virtual and in-person event will take place in the presence of the coordinator of the National Technical Unit for Universal Health Coverage in Cameroon, Dr. Anise Desiree Mintop. Members of the association will shed light on progress made, obstacles encountered, and future prospects for universal health coverage in the country. At the end of the meeting, organizers of the event will come up with recommendations to permit government make the scheme more accessible to the population. The fabrication of aluminium products like roofing sheets and cables will experience a significant boost in the years ahead. The government of Cameroon has signed a protocol agreement authorizing the setting up of a company known as Proalu to this effect. The enterprise, worth some 88 billion CFA francs, is expected to produce 60,000 tons of finished aluminium products when it begins its activities in 2027. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatan presents the protocol agreement signed under the auspices of Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guti.
The protocol agreement was signed on behalf of the government of Cameroon by the Minister of Trade, Luc Magloire-Mbarga Atangana, the Acting Minister of Mines, Fou Calistus Gentry, and the GM of Alucam, Alain Melom, while the CEO of Prometal, Hissam El Jamal, signed on behalf of Proalu, which is a subsidiary of his group. The agreement authorizes Proalu to set up its plants in the Douala Bassa Industrial Zone and to proceed with the production of finished aluminium products like roofing sheets, copper cables, and pre-painted steel coils. The agreement, signed in the presence of the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, has been hailed as a huge boost to the import substitution policy of the state, as Proalu is obliged to use mostly aluminium made in Cameroon by Alucam. Fou Calistus Gentry, Minister of Mines, and Luc Magloire-Mbarga Atangana, Minister of Trade.
Cameroon is one of the first countries in Africa to have a four-tier phase in the bauxite aluminium sector, where we have bauxite, alumina, imine, matap, alumina, aluminium in Idea, and aluminium finished products at a high-value investment potential of 88 billion.
Any Cameroonian will be able to build his house from Cameroonian local materials without inflation, without price fluctuation.
Proalu is an investment estimated at 88 billion francs and is expected to create some 500 direct jobs and 1,000 indirect jobs when it goes operational. Its cooperation with Alucam, which was also concretized in a trade agreement, is expected to position Cameroon not only in the sub-region, but also in the wider African market. Hissam El Jamal, CEO, Prometal Group, and Alain Melom, Director General, of Alucam.
About 70% of our production should be for roofing sheet, and the other 30% is for the other products.
We are going to increase the availability of those roofing sheets with all the possibilities that the free trade zone is going to bring.
Officials of Prometal are projecting to start setting up next year and to begin production in the first semester of 2027. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
A partnership agreement has been signed between the Cameroon Association of Banana and Plantain Actors, headed by Tony Obam, and the CRTV, led by its Director General Charles Dungo. This was during a ceremony chaired by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, in the presence of six other members of government in Studio One at the CRTV Production Center in Balatu. CRTV's boss, in the following excerpt of an interview proposed by Ngu Henry, says the corporation will contribute to the smooth organization of the third edition of the Banana and Plantain Festival to take place in December this year. Take a listen.
I use this ceremony as an opportunity to pay particular tribute to the visionary aspect of this project to promote the plantain sector, led by young people and aimed at benefiting them. The promises of socio-professional integration of the youth into economic activity through this sector motivate us. At the end of the agreement, young CRTV listeners, viewers and internet users will be encouraged to take up farming as a source of job and self-employment with the possibility of becoming plantain exporters.
You were listening there to the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Mr. Charles Ndongo. Elsewhere, the National Center for the Development of Information Technology, better known by its French acronym as CENADI, organizes an awareness-raising workshop for administrations on the protection of computer data today. The event that starts at 8:30 a.m. in the Bastos neighborhood in Yaoundé will focus on drilling participants on good data security practices, safety guide on fake news, and much more. The coordinator of the Council of Imams and Religious Dignitaries of Cameroon, Musa Umaru, receives a delegation of religious leaders led by the president of the African Islamic Union branch in Cameroon today. This will be during an event billed for 1:30 p.m. at the head office of Sidimouk in Yaoundé. Youth trained in the pilot phase of a program to implement the import substitution policy through the socioeconomic integration of youth in the baking of pastries made from local foods will today be handed over equipment by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. This will be during an event to officially welcome the second batch of young trainees selected for the next phase of the project at the Nkolnda National Reference Center of the program for moral, civic, and entrepreneurial rearmament from 10 a.m. In the meantime, the 11th batch of 150 conscripts trained by the National Civic Service Agency for participation in development in the Northwest region have been sworn in to uphold civic responsibility, peace building, and community development as they reintegrate into their communities. The badge christened Moral Rearmers have completed a month-long training with administrative officials in the region, urging them to foster responsible citizenship and contribute to the nation's 2035 emergence goals. Jolenta Rose Afanui tells us more from Bamenda.
The 150 conscripts have just completed a one-month-long training aimed at fostering discipline, moral education, community development, and social entrepreneurship. Dubbed Moral Rearmers, these young people have been equipped with skills to be peace builders and agents of positive change in their communities, which are grappling with insecurity and social unrest.
Volunteerism. Conscription have taught me that it's not just what gives you money that you are supposed to work on. You need to help your community grow.
You need to respect the anthem and be confident of it as well.
The chief of center for the training of the conscripts, Jake Barnabas, emphasized the importance of these conscripts in setting an example for their peers in their different communities.
They have been equipped as civic and moral ambassadors, and we are sending them to be agents of change in their various community. They are creative, they are innovative, and very constructive.
Close to 2,000 conscripts have so far been trained in the Northwest region with certificates awarded. These moral rearmers are seen as crucial players in efforts to rebuild and stabilize their communities. Jolenta Rose Ofanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And now in news out of the country, monkeypox, a high infectious disease, has been declared a public health emergency in Africa by the continent's top health body. Scientists from the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, say they are alarmed by the speed at which a new strain of monkeypox has been spreading. Since the beginning of the year, more than 13,700 cases and 450 deaths have been recorded in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The virus has spread to other African countries, including Burundi, the Central African Republic, Kenya, and Rwanda. It's on that note that we conclude this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience.
L'immatinée de la CIRTV.
Parole aux auditeurs.